Henry Dwyer.
Kinsel, she's got form in better maidens than this, so you'd hope she'd be winning.
So I'm just reading between the lines here a bit, Henry, that Tinsel might be your best.
Yeah, for sure.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tinsel takes the lead down the middle of the track, and Tinsel, the favourite, scored a length and a half.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Hopefully we do, as we are heading to Bendigo today, the first at 12:30. Bernard Hopkins is our track manager there. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. How's the week been in terms of the weather in Bendigo? A bit breezy through the middle parts of the week.
Yeah, we had some strong winds one night during the week, but we only had 2 millimetres of rain up here for the week, so it's just a cool week, though, for middle of winter, of course.
And it's going to be a bit showery today in Melbourne. What's the weather like in Bendigo today?
Yeah, cool morning. Only 10 degrees today, maximum of 10 degrees, and a chance of showers during the day, but mainly late in the day.
And so how's the track come up, and will it deteriorate during the day?
Yeah, look, it's come up as a soft five. The inside section of the track's fairly good because we had the rail out 9 metres 12 days ago. We were racing a soft seven, so it's somewhere outside that soft seven. But, yeah, I do expect the top to chip off the track during the day. It won't take a lot of rain for it to go back to the six or seven range.
And also the Penno rating for this morning?
5.5.
Magnificent. Thank you, Bernard. Enjoy today. First kicking off at 12:30. Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you.
Bernard Hopkins there, the track manager at Bendigo, set for a big day and hopefully can finish the week on a high. Scotty?
We've got Lloyd Kennewell on the line. Morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Scotty.
Now, you haven't done this, Will. You've got one in the first and the next in the last.
Oh.
4-hour
yeah.
gap.
I don't like that, but I definitely won't be heading down to Bendigo today. I'll watch them on the TV, I think.
That's what assistant trainers are for. Now, in the first... It's a two-year-old race, all unraced. You've got Superio, a shocking filly. What can you tell us?
She jumped out really well. She's had a couple of jump-outs here at Caulfield. Probably a little bit surprising. I bought her as a breeze-up horse from New Zealand, and she's just been very proactive and professional in her jump-out, and I would think that she'll acquit herself extremely well in that race. So.
I see a familiar name in the ownership, so you've a bit of pressure.
Which one's that?
Mrs. M.L. Kennewell.
Yes. Always a bit of pressure when the wife's in it, that's for sure. But, no, it's a filly that I do like. I would think that she's probably going to be better for the run and the experience. But if she can just get a nice run in behind him, a nice little trail, her trials have been good. And the trial form has actually been really good out of her trials, so it's good.
Beautiful. And then over in race nine, you've got Zepino resuming. She won her first start in the heavy in Geelong last year. Last two runs this prep have been a little bit iffy. What have you made of them?
Yeah, she's first up today. She disappointed last prep. I don't think she came up very well, to be honest. She didn't look as good as what she does this prep. First prep was good, win on the heavy, hence the reason we're keen to kick off on a wet track today. Last race, you would think it's probably going to be a bit wet and choppy, so hoping she can run well. Just a slight concern for me might be obviously watch the track pattern, but barrier two last race of the day could be the query. Might want to be getting a bit out wider by then, but hopefully she can run well. Colin Little's also with the one to beat.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. Double tip. We like that. So if it's Friday, so I do need to make money, which one, Lloyd, will you steer us towards out of your
definitely
two?
Definitely the first one. If she runs up to a trial, she'll be right there.
Oh,
fantastic.
I like it. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Race one, number 12, Superio. So, fingers crossed that we can get you on the promo, Scotty.
A little bit of race nine, number six. If Colin Littles wins, I'm claiming that and I'm getting it on the promo as well.
No, hedge your bets there.
We've got a tip from a Caulfield trainer.
Oh, I take them. $6 as well, Superio, at the moment at tab.com.au, which is very nice. Pete says, this is it, boys. You're still on last week's promo. Pretty embarrassing.
I know. I've had seconds. I actually had a winner. We still haven't fully gone to the tape.
Nah.
Matt Kimani talked about a horse that won.
Yep.
And I questioned him about it.
Yep.
Nah, cut the end bit where I said which was the better.
No, you chose the wrong one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Half is very strict on that, and I'll be as strict as half. That's a yellow card for Matty Cavani. He's very unlucky. He's still training a lot of winners at the moment.
Yeah,
but
just not telling us about him.
No. After the break, though, this is what we're all waiting for.